This is Terry Gibson, Archetype as Initiation, March 9th, 2001, labeled as Tape 3. Here we go.
Down. It's the descensus. It's the descent in the catabasis, the great Dionysian labyrinth where the rituals are portrayed of the underworld, where Persephone has to go meet Hades. She knows she has to descend into her body space. She has to get out of her head into her vaginal region. She has to explore the caves of her being. The solution is down there, and she has to solve the daddy problem down there. So we're going down the spiral staircase. And wonderfully done in animation to cue us that this is a journey from ordinary time to extraordinary time. And she passes, of course, what's the first person she passes? Mother. And what do we think of mother? Is mother initiated? No, I'm a Sagittarius. Well, you're married too. You can see this woman's got all sorts of existential problems she's not opened up at all. She's living in absolute depressed denial. Lots of experience and no way to understand it in Henderson's way. Her daughter is jumping light years ahead of her. She goes past the mother's voice. Give me some of the story, whatever. Down she goes, and then what's the first thing she meets? The dog, the vicious, guarding, instinctual dogs of the underworld. Cerebus is growling. You got to deal. If you're a Hopi Indian, you're a man or a woman going into Ishtar Caves, you're going to meet the rattlesnake. She's meeting Sarah, but she's got to deal with the instincts, and she's got to figure out something. What does she do? Hurdles over around the dog. She has to face it. She gets around it. And then we know, because the film's clearly telling us, if you think this is about real time, that I think the director's clearly saying, be mythologically alert, people. We are down in the catabasis. This is another world. When she bursts out of that apartment building, this ain't everyday Berlin. We're in a new realm. And what do we see in everyday Berlin? She's starting the journey, the initiatory journey. What do you remember? What's the soundtrack say? You remember what was in this? Could you hear in the soundtrack the song? I wish I could be a forest. I wish I could be an animal. I wish I could be the hunter. It's primal, instinctual. It's the great primal hunt of Altamira. It's the hunter seeking the animal. It's the animal seeking the hunter. If you've ever been to Altamira or at Lascaux, the key image as a half-man, half-animal shaman, or half-woman, half-animal shaman. Those were initiatory caves. She's down in the forest, in the primal. She's in Earth time. And the soundtrack's telling us it ain't Berlin, it's the primal forest. It's tunnel imagery, and some of it's secular, almost sacred feeling. Looks like she's going down long asps and long tunnels. It's the catabasis. And what does she see there? What do you remember some of the images that flash up as she's in the great tunnel of transformation? One of the things, isn't it extraordinary that the sacred Vestal Virgins of Persephone meet her and part for her path? It clearly, this is a sacred journey. This is not a secular activity. And the great feminine spirits of the unconscious are blessing there and to watch over to be with her in this journey. And she also meets an unconscious. Her mother's not the only unconscious woman. What's another unconscious woman she meets? A woman who's probably been damaged by this culture is not initiated. You remember? Yeah. Slut, pig. And she's stealing a baby. Did you see that she has intuitive connections to all of these people? She sees the death of the bike, the drug death of the bike thief. What a great way, that still photographer. She has a capacity. She's a seer now. In her journey, she's numinously a medium to the world around her. She sees in a moment, simultaneously and sequentially, the whole life pattern of people she passes. He's a bike thief. He's also a petty drug dealer. He's going to die with needles in his arm. And my reading of those images, the woman was that she'd stolen somebody's baby. She was an uninitiated woman. She's a baby thief. She'd stolen innocence. She's a woman that's been damaged by patriarchy. And this woman, because she's in this altered state, she's in a ritual journey, she sees and intuits this. Have you ever had that? When you've had a death in your family, or when you've had a real crisis, your intuitive capacity at those moments of grief is absolutely extraordinary. The intuitiveness of us is 100. Sometimes you intuit things about people a year later you couldn't do. But when we're in these spaces, our being is opened up to so many sources of psychic information. And she runs down the whole street. She has like 360-degree awareness as she's journeying in the shamanic. Anything else you remember in that journey that you saw?
Crossing the bridge over into East Berlin, but also I was noticing like the animation and then the slow motion and then the nuns and then the blind lady. Everything to stop the pace.
Did you see the sacred crone twice?
Mm-hmm.
The blind woman that cares for the boyfriend at the thing. He leaves, she leaves his card with him. She's trying to call. She's praying. I think she's praying outside the booth for him. She's the crone. She's the crone Helen, grown up and matured. And where else did we see her? Are you all right, dear? On the streets. We met the crone several times. This woman is not alone in this journey. She's being watched. She's both the crone and the virgin. She's, well, you know, Tony Wolfe, she's the Hetaira, the medium, Eve, and Mother Mary, and Sophia all at once. I think the crone, I think the sacred goddess is watching over her in this. She's not alone when you're in those initiatory places. It's terrifying. Unlike Mardi Gras, where it was not contained, this is a contained journey. There are mentors that are watching out for her in a very touching kind of way. And she's crossed Berlin of all places, east and west, Logos and Eros, the Berlin Wall, Berlin, more like any other city of our time, maybe except for Jerusalem. These tensions, initiatory tensions of masculine and feminine and chaos and creation and good and evil, that town carries it. Many of you have been there. It's a manic city now. I was there 2 years ago. I stopped counting at 300 construction cranes just in the downtown area. It's just frenzied. But she's crossing, she's bridging things. She's going to get there in 20 minutes. What else did you notice? And she stops on the way. That man's distracted by her. And those are the hoods on the way to kill her boyfriend. By the way, that's who those thugs were that hit. Her journey stopping things. She's not even aware of her capacity, but she's so intuitively in tune that she does. What do you make of the ambulance and the sheet glass? Do you have any associations? I think that's just a wonderful. It's a wonderful. Do you have any associations to that? There's no right or wrong. What was your hit on that? And there's that anime, but they stop. And I think also it's the precious crystalline boundaries between worlds, too, that you need to stop when you're in initiation. And you notice she stops her run at that stage. It's almost like she waits for the glass. The ambulance and her both stop for a while. Then she gets reoriented. There are places to stop, and it's red light, green light. Anyway, it's shadow of the grass. Hello. I do too. I think the ambulance is Cronus and our culture's very weak idea about what healing is. And maybe not inappropriately. I mean, I don't think we'll know all the
political
things. Yeah. But Lola's intuitive to that. What about the thing with her father at the Deutsche Bank? What was encountered there? What was so richly important about all of that? What kind of new knowledge did she get in her head to add to her experience that she knew in her body? Why was it such an important initiatory? What was revealed to her in the inner chamber of the Deutsche Bank? Huh?
I think that was a real issue.
And the betrayal of her father to her in her initiatory process. Her father couldn't. The father was not holding her.
The
narcissistic entitlement of our culture. How would you like to be Chelsea Clinton today? I think about living in a family of narcissistic entitlement. And most of us are caught in that. I mean, the father's not any better or worse than all of us, but he's betrayed the feminine in his life, both his wife, he's betrayed his daughter. We know he's betrayed his own anima. And we also know what does he desperately want out of that, that he's not going to find the way he thinks. That he wants it. And he wants a baby. He does want many babies. We all want many babies. We want Ponette. We want the soul. But he's a man that's initiatorily failed. And I think Lola, she got enraged about it. She got terrified. And then she had a moment of grief. What was revealed to her was that her father had initiatorily failed. He was not going to be any source of wisdom or help in this crisis. She was going to have to find it. She was going to have to find the father inside. And she was going to have to find the mother inside.
But there was a father figure in another group that guarded joking with her, but then, you know, after the crisis, he's the one who comes to sympathize.
But even he doesn't have enough staying power. You know, he says, well, we all have bad days. See, I thought, why did you need a little bit more than... But yeah, there was some compassion. I mean, in a little bit he was putting a make on her, but he also, he saw her in an inflated state. In fact, he named her in a state of initiatory inflation. What did he call her? Princess. She had to get out of being the princess. She had to be a suffering woman. And I think she had to be revealed to the... She saw the primal scene of her father's initiatory failure when she burst into him. And she had to learn to rely on her own wits. Anything else you notice about that? Do we? We're at the end. I'll put up a finishing chart and let's... I'll just put this last up and then we'll do a closing quote. And initiation images and run, little run. Initiation is always at high noon or high midnight, the extremes of light and dark, masculine, feminine, good and evil. Escaping the centrifugal gravity of our families of origin, a daunting, absolutely necessary task. We cannot initiate through borrowed parental energy or be dragged under by parental initiatory failure. We must connect to our own unique energy. We must trust and gamble on our own intuitions, feel the deeply creative and unique octa contra naturum of our special time and space of transformation, knowing with Lilith and Medea the very right moment to scream the cosmos into transformative silence, presence, and depth. It is a mass, a ritual transformation. Initiation is worship, the most profound theater of souls, what we were seeing here with the cataphysis. Initiation is the middle way of the transcendent function, the way of a composed healing and healed. The sacrificer is sacrifice of compassion and peace. We must steal our fate and destiny. We must hold up the bola in the right way. We have to steal our own fate and destiny. Edward Edinger says we have to steal consciousness. The gods won't give it to us voluntarily. We have to steal it from them. We have to do it with modesty. And the bum is God, stupid. The bum in there was the... Did you see the bum with all the sacks that was scurrying around the corner? That one little, that was the guy that had the money. And all I want to say about that is the bum is God, stupid. Tomorrow, Being John Malkovich, American Beauty, War of the Roses, Winter People, and a closing poem from Hafiz, the famous Sufi poet. I thought this would be a good way, initiatory poem to go out into the night to listen to what's important, particularly with a great moon out there tonight. This is a great way to send us out. A wine bottle fell from a wagon and broke open in a field. That night, 100 beetles and all their cousins gathered and did some serious binge drinking. They even found some seed husks nearby and began to play like drums and whirl. This made God very happy. Then the night candle rose into the sky, and one drunk creature laying down his instrument said to his friend for no apparent reason, "What should we do about that moon?" Seems to Hafiz, most everyone has laid aside the music, tackling such profoundly useless questions. Initiated people go out and play tonight with the moon. You don't ask about it. You just enjoy and be. But run, Lola, run into the night. We'll finish the last sequence of that tomorrow. You've been a great... Sorry, it'd be fun to go 24 hours in an initiatory binge on these images, but it's been fun spending the time. Quick, books. Whoops. I know we want to send you out. Can't find my... Here it is. Is there a sign-up? Lucretia, if anybody wants these overheads, can people send in things in mail? You and I talked a little bit about phone. I don't know if that's... Well, you know, what I would be willing to do... If people would like some of these overheads, there's a lot of material. I'll need these three things. So if you want this, here's the address, 625 Commerce Street, Suite 400. And what you'll need, and if any of these things are missing, I can't respond, but if you send me a return self-addressed full business envelope, full manila envelope, self-addressed and stamped with $2.50 worth of stamps, and you have $2 to cover the Xeroxing fees internally, I will mail the main overhead documents that I've used to you. But they have to have those things. Address to me, care 65 Commerce, Tacoma, 98402, suite number 400. Terry Gibson. $2.50 of postage on the outside, and $2 made out to PTA, a check to PTA. I will send you all these materials. And this bibliography will be on here, but the key books that I've been talking about, Joseph Henderson's The Thresholds of Initiation, Walter Burkert, Ancient Mystery Cults, a lot of the material that I've been using is pulled from there. And I'll also have this tomorrow, but also a wonderful book, Christopher Vogler, The Writer's Journey, Mythic Structure for Writers. He's a head script writer in Los Angeles, the new Joseph Campbell. He's head of script projects for Disney Studios, and all script projects at Disney are run through a Joseph Campbell hero and heroine myth structure, and they don't make the films unless they pass his muster. And the book's about that matter. Christopher Vogler, V-O-G-L-E-R. So, thank you. I think we need to get out to the night, clear out. See you all tomorrow, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock to 2:30. Great. Have a good evening.
And that is the end of the tape. Copyright CG Jung Society, Seattle, and the speaker. All rights reserved. No copying, please.